Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. This week's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for September the 11th, 2017. In today's news, NEI has announced personnel moves, the Washington Monument is scheduled to reopen with a new elevator in 2019, a 57-story tower near the New York City waterfront is at the halfway point, and the Indonesia Expo is announced.
The National Elevator Industry Incorporated, or NEI, announced hires and promotions aimed at increasing industry influence in the code, regulatory, and legislative arenas. Kevin Brinkman has been promoted from consultant to vice president of codes and safety, where he will continue to develop and adopt model elevator and escalator codes. Amy J. Blankenbiller has been promoted from consultant 4 to vice president of government affairs, responsible for leading the association's legislative and regulatory efforts. Rounding out a team that also includes Director of Communications Nicole Van Velzen and Director of Government Affairs Dylan Eisenberg is Megan Hensley, who provides research support to the Codes and Safety, Government Affairs, and Communications departments.
The elevator system in the 555-foot-tall Washington Monument in Washington, D.C., which operates year-round for 8 hours a day when operable, is being replaced as part of a $10.8 million refurbishment project, the Washington Post reports. The monument, which has struggled with frequent elevator malfunctions, is set to reopen in spring 2019 after being closed since 2016. Philanthropist David M. Rubenstein is covering the $3 million elevator replacement cost. Work underway now also includes a new visitor screening area. The National Park Service awarded contracts for both the elevator system and screening area to Grunley Construction of Rockville, Maryland.
New York Yimby reports One Seaport, a 57-story, 670-foot-tall tower in New York City's booming financial district, is close to the halfway point in height, and some of its glass cladding is being installed. Located at 161 Maiden Lane near the waterfront, the structure is set to include 80 large residential units within 192,473 square feet. Fortis Property Group is the developer, and Hill West Architects is the designer of One Seaport, scheduled to open by 2018.
The third Indonesia Lift and Escalator Expo has been scheduled for July the 11th through the 13th at Jakarta International Expo in Jakarta, Indonesia. More than 10,000 visitors and more than 300 exhibitors are expected to attend and participate in seminars, workshops, a conference, and technical and product presentations. Dubbed Southeast Asia's largest international expo for lifts, escalators, and building transportation systems, it is taking place in conjunction with the third Indonesia Building Mechanical and Electrical Expo, which includes smart building and building automation and services. For more information, contact organizer Wan Yu Promo Citra by phone at 62-21-789-2938, fax 62-21-789-0647, email at info@wpcitra.co.id, or visit ina-liftescalator.com.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.